Reyes sends one high, deep to left. It is gone. And the Indians have their fourth solo home run tonight. Reyes has number 23.
I wonder if any of those 23, you know, just kind of squeaked over the fence. Here's Jim Rosenhaus from the Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. When he hits the home runs, you're right, they don't just like go over the yellow line. They're well into the stands.
Yeah, they never need replay on his. no doubt about it.
Just has to keep measuring. But nice to see him getting back into the swing of things, if you could use those phrases. Indians a winner yesterday against Texas. Texas, not the team that it once was, when we used to fear playing Texas back in the day. Remember that?
Yeah, they've taken a big fall. Their last good season was 2016. I think the Indians probably thought they were going to end up meeting them at some point in the postseason that year, and they never did. And they won 95 games that year, and they haven't been a contender since. They haven't had a winning record since. And last night they clinched their fifth consecutive losing season, which is the longest in their franchise history. So they're in a tough stretch. And we were talking about it. And again, it's kind of unusual circumstances. The Indians didn't play the Rangers a year ago. And then this is the first time they've seen them this year. But really, a lot of names you just are not familiar with because of all the turnover that they've had. And then it's a West Division team, so you generally don't see them as much. But, boy, it's a team with a lot of unfamiliar names, and they're trying to find their way. And I think we saw them play a really good ball game Tuesday night and beating the Indians. But then last night the Indians got back on track.
Are they in the maybe same boat as the Indians in that they're trying to develop young players, or are they filled with players who are kind of peaking?
No, it's definitely younger players. They've stripped it down. They've traded away most of their older established veterans. So it's very much younger players, and I don't like to compare them to the Indians at all, because there are teams in baseball. Texas is going to lose 100 games this year. The Orioles are going to lose way more than that. And, you know, there's teams in baseball that they call it tanking, and, you know, they're trying to get better draft picks, but it's completely, for a fan of those teams to lose 100 games year after year, you would not compare that to what the Indians are doing at all. The Indians are rebuilding, but they have a really good chance to finish with a 500 record and feel really good about next year. The Texas Rangers will not contend next year unless they go out and spend a boatload of money, but I don't even know if that will make that much of a difference based on where they are right now.
Yeah,
the Indians really feel that if they get some of that injured pitching back and make a couple of key moves, they could be right back in the thick of things next year, because they're not in that 100 loss window. They're a 500 ball club, and if that's your base, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not a big hole to climb out of it when you're on that other end of it, sure, looking upwards.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan McKenzie putting on the 10-day injured list. Can you explain that? Is that just kind of resting him or something?
Well, you know, you worry about it because they said, you know, a little bit of soreness in the shoulder, but then it was either DeMarlo talking to Tom on the pregame show or Chris Antonetti just mentioned that, you know, he came in a little, he wasn't recovering quite as quickly from his last outing. And he's had two, his back-to-back tremendous outings, the last two outings. And he just didn't recover quite as well. He came into the ballpark yesterday feeling actually pretty good. So it's really precautionary, and they feel he'll be back at the end of the 10 days. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one, but hopefully we don't have other news at some point next week.
And Logan Allen, I guess, taking his spot on the roster. They've got that.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he takes that spot in the rotation, too. He's back up from AAA, and another opportunity for him in a year where, you know, I think a lot of pitchers have had some great opportunities to make an impression.
We've got Texas one more, and then Boston for a weekend series. Have we dealt with Boston at all this season? I'm looking on the schedule trying to find when we last played them. If I'm not,
keep looking. Keep looking. They're not there. This is the first time. Isn't that amazing? This late in the year, they haven't played them yet, but now they'll play them a bunch in the next 2 weeks. They'll play them here this weekend and there next weekend. So they'll make up for lost time. But it is odd, isn't it? I know with Texas, this is the first time the Indians have played Texas, and they said it's the latest in a season that they've ever started a season series with the Rangers, and that might be true for the Boston series, too. We'll see.
Yeah, well, we look forward to some good baseball this weekend. We appreciate your time, Jim. Oh, one other thing, Jim. You've been to county fairs growing up. Did you go to a county? Because we're at a Lorain County Fair Week, and that's where Craig and I are spending most of our week.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know whether.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. I've been to a few, and I'm trying to think if I went to the Lorain County one or another one around here a couple of years in a row.
You're not like a 4-H member or something. You don't have like blue ribbons back in your closet somewhere amongst your
other. No, we go for the rides. I got kids who like the rides. Come on. But it is fun to walk the barns and see some of the animals and stuff too. So
right. There might be even people with the bobblehead collections that they bring out because, you know, there's always collections and things, different things that happen at the fair. But just wondered. Jim, we will talk again next week. Appreciate your time.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Okay.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us, talking Indians baseball here on WEOL. And we'll talk with them again. It's brought to you by your Northridge Convenience, Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Road.